word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shokonya of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
Man, end in shame. Now, how many of you know you are convinced that you cannot call his name and end in shame? Listen, he's not trying to be God, he's God. He's not attempting to be God, he has always been God. Even before you came to know him, he has always been God. If you know you are excited about who he is, but to you, to your family, and your academics, come on, can you lift a shout to the Lord? Give him a praise tonight. Give him a praise tonight. Give up the praise tonight. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baba Rada Mashallah. Jesus, you be lifted higher. Higher. Come on, if he's your God. Jesus, you be lifted high. Can you just give him praise tonight?
Higher.
Hey, lifted
higher.
Come on. Jesus, you be lifted
higher.
Hey, lifted time. Jesus, you be lifted
higher,
yeah.
Higher,
be lifted
higher,
hey, Jesus, you be lifted
higher,
lifted
higher.
to us. We know you are God all by yourself. Tonight we've gathered unto you. Help us, change us, and let no one remain the same. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you celebrate someone beside you before you take your seat? Bless you guys. Come and go ahead, celebrate someone as you take your seat. God bless you. God bless you.
evening, everybody. Welcome to God's presence tonight. I'm so just excited about that song. You can't call his name an ending shame. Right? Never. I think there is an Hausa version I heard somewhere I went to minister. Bazan kira sunan ka inji kunya ba. Bazan kira sunan ka insha kunya ba. That is all. Bazan kira sunan ka inji kunya ba. Bazan kira sunan ka insha kunya. Kaine riba
inheritance is your profit. Become your inheritance. There's no point being angry, because the way you are angry like that, if you don't do anything, your children too will be angry. So just allow your father go in peace and then turn to the Lord. So with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Yes, my Father. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I have found in you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will be made my great physician. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. why you will remain my great physician. That is why you will remain my great physician.
Can you just pray 1 minute and say, Lord, work on my mind tonight. Work on my mind. Transform me. Oh, lava shada da bakosa. Lida bakosa brinda hita. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Are you talking to him? 30 more seconds. Lord, I know we are talking about finance and money, but Lord, work on my mind tonight. There is already an atmosphere of God's glory and presence. In this atmosphere, Lord, tonight, let your word meet all kinds of needs. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's see how we can wrap up or find somewhere to stop again today. We started a teaching last week on kingdom wealth and entrepreneurship. And I think this is very, very important. These are things that are not commonly taught in church. But the Lord impressed it upon our hearts to teach on these things. And I know it's because of where he's taking us to. Hallelujah. If you are poor, born again and poor, it's not the will of the Father. There is no way your poverty brings glory to the Lord. There is no way. And we saw a scripture last week how that the Bible says the Lord is pleased with the prosperity of the righteous. Is that it? Very important. Very, very important. I know we might not have time to go through what we did last week, but you can get the message. I know it's available. Let's just continue. Based on our outline, where are we beginning today? Based on our course outline. You know this is a school, right? It's not just a church, it's a school. So I gave you a course outline, and already there is a course outline ready for relationship. Yes, I know you want to shout. You don't want to wait for that week. My God. Lord, permit us after the miracle service. Next week is miracle service. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are coming here to experience the power and the presence of the Lord. And after then, Lord, grant us access to relationships. Open our eyes, right? So let's do something about money this evening. Maximizing your learning and earning years. Media, can we have scriptures? Is it possible? Let's just take two scriptures as we attempt to proceed. Lamentation 3:27. Or give us verse 26 before we come down. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Then he said, it is also good that while you are waiting there does not mean you are not doing anything. And this is what you must understand. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord. Anywhere you see waiting in scripture, it's not talking about idleness. As a matter of fact, waiting is hard work. In the spirit, waiting is hard work. It's not easy to wait for God's timing.
And you must be able to develop and sustain the ability to walk while waiting. The word waiting there simply means dependence on the Lord. And then the Bible says it's good that you wait. But while waiting, it says it's also good that a man bear his yoke when? Shout it when? In his youth. If you are here and you are young and you believe you are going to be as strong as you are now in your 80s, then you are lying to yourself. Is that true? When you become 80, brothers and sisters, no matter how much you want to do, no matter the passion and the desire, there will be so little you can accomplish. So little. And the Bible says it is good for any man, every man, to bear his yoke, to do what he is supposed to do when he's young, in the days of his youth. And Psalms 90 verse 12, the Bible said, teach us now to number our days. Is that it? That we might apply our hearts to wisdom. The age 1 to age 25, I describe it to be a learning age. A season where you learn. A season where you accumulate information. You gather knowledge. And if we check right now in this place, most people are between that age. 1 and 25, at most 26, 27. Except for those who jam really did havoc to you. Jam kept jamming you until you sustained the energy to jam the team back. Then finally you came to school and you're 31 and then you are just trying to square up and, right? But else, according to the normal planning, if you had graduated when you were supposed to from secondary school and gotten admission when you started applying, before 25 you should graduate. Is that it? In fact, before 25, most of you should have been master's holders. So that age is the age for learning, is the age for building. And listen, it is very difficult for you to see a man who is able to break through life, to get established between age 1 and 25. Listen carefully. I know there are people who got established before 25, but anywhere you see that, the man only leveraged on the platform that was created for him. So if you are a young person here, never get intimidated by a young man who arrived before you. It's simply because someone helped him. Right? For many of them, their parents were wealthy. They only came and there was a platform waiting. So you don't need to be angry. It's their time. And if they are not even wise enough, whatever you inherit does not even last. Give an inheritance to a fool, it will destroy him. Right? So many of them who even broke through before 25, there is nothing wrong with that. There are people who were able to do that. But then if you check carefully, a platform was given. Or number two, somehow they met a man. A destiny helper was sent to their life. And they were able to break through at that age. But then if you want to follow process, the truth is, at 25, that's when you are trying to gather yourself together. Then 26, life can begin. 27. Let me just use that scripture. Verse 1. Jotham was how old? Everybody shouted, how old? 25 years old. When what happened? He became king and then he reigned. Meaning 26 is exactly when many people start breaking forth. This guy was privileged at 25. The Bible says he became king. He became king. And he started reigning. And if you read verse 6 of this same place, watch this. So Jotham became what? Why? Because he prepared. Meaning he used age 1 to 25 preparing. If you are here as a lady and at age 25 you think you are not ready for marriage, you didn't prepare. This is a notice for some ladies. You are 25, they ask you, are you ready? Say, I'm not even ready. I don't know what's happening to me. If you are 25 and you don't know what's happening to you, you might not know again. No? And in at 25, you should be ready. Any man that comes into your life, you should be able to help him arrive where he's going. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not saying you must be married, but I'm saying at 25, you should have been mature psychologically, spiritually, emotionally. Not that the man will just look at you like this, then you start crying. What's wrong with you? At 25, you didn't prepare. You were busy flexing and wearing. What's the name of that hair? You know now.
Hallelujah. So age 1 to 25 preparatory. That's when you build your life. That's when you go for information. That's when you study and prepare. And not to mean you stop studying when you become 25. Then from 26 to the age 60, 35 years is your high earning years. High earning years. That's when you can earn your most. You can earn your best. Is the years of high earnings. Every man who ever broke through, check them carefully. Most of them broke through before their 60s. Both in the kingdom and secularly. Check carefully. Many of them in their 30s. Is that true? I take time to study them. Some of them in their 40s. Some in their 50s. But mostly before they are 60, there is this breakthrough that comes. That's the season you labor. That's the period. So if you are here and you are 30 and things are not working, I'm not trying to say you should console yourself and relax. But I'm saying don't overblame yourself. Only sit up and walk. There is still time. Right? There is. So age 26 to 60 is preparatory. Sorry, high earning. That's when you open companies. That's when you begin to function in your life assignment. That's when you want to get married. That's when you build this corporation and build that. Is the years of high earnings. Hallelujah. Give us a scripture, Proverbs 20, 29. Even in government, when a man becomes 60, he retires. Is that it? Because they believe your strength is gone. So just go and rest. Now watch this. The glory of a young man, of young men, is what? Their strength. And then he said, and the splendor, the glory of old men is their what? He didn't mention strength for them. Meaning when you are old, 60 down, you no longer have strength. So strength was not mentioned. He said for them at that age, they only can glory in their gray hair. And the gray hair referred to there is wisdom. They take advantage of their wisdom to do what strength cannot do. At that age, they don't need to physically work, exert energy. What they exert at that point is their wisdom, their gray hair. But for young men, you are wise, you have to be hardworking. You have to glory in your strength. Very important. And then from 61 down, that's when you retire. That's when you are resting. That's when you are a retiree. And that's where many of our parents are right now. Is that it? They are retired and they are just resting. But listen, at that age, you should have been able to create a system around your life that permits you to keep earning even when you are resting. This is what I want to teach this evening. You should have been able before your 60 to create a system. Listen to the selection of words. Not just a business, not a shop, not a what, not whatever, but a system that even in your absence, when you are resting, you are sleeping, money can still keep entering. You can still keep earning. Even at that age, you are not going out, but then you are earning. You are not exerting energy, but you are earning. Failure to create that system before that age, look at what happened. Either you begin to have high blood pressure or stroke, or you become angry with the system, angry with everybody, angry with your children. You can look at your son and say, you are a stupid boy. Can't you look around? See your mate buying cars for their parents. See your mate getting married and taking care of their children and their grandparents. You, what are you doing in this house? Listen, when you see a man shouting like that, it's not because he hates his children. It's frustration. And this is why, if you know this as a young man, you are not supposed to fight your father back. I know there are some of our parents are like that. And I'm not against them. They are nice people. Circumstances only has pushed them to that end. So you see them shout on you. You see them overreact to issues. And then you are also angry. You are not supposed to be angry. There is something sponsoring that anger. The man expected that at this age of his life, certain things should have been in place. And he's now surprised that he's 65. He is 70 and those things are not in place. So he wants to transfer that aggression to you because you are 39. Or because you are 30. What I was not able to do, you do it as though it were easy. Hallelujah. No, is this making sense to somebody?
So they shout. Some of them can even look at their children who are ladies. Oh, yeah, go and bring money now. Where? Can't you see your mates? They are buying wrappers for their mother. You are just here eating my food. In my old age, you are not even helping issues. This and that and that and that. And you know that what your mother is talking about is that you should go and meet guys outside to sleep with you and bring money. She don't just want to come directly and tell you that's what she wants. So they are angry with the system. Thank God, old men are not here. If you are old in this place, I apologize. But you are not the one I'm talking to. I'm trying to help our generation. Say amen. So they are angry, some of them angry with the government. We went to receive our pension. They didn't even listen to us. This and that and that and that. Their confidence now is either on gratuity, on pension, and when that pension don't come when they expect it, you need to see the anger. I'm not against that because I pray with a lot of people. Even last week, a lady just told me, we prayed with her during the last miracle service. Her mom's pension, it was released miraculously. So I pray with people to have whatever is due to them. But what I'm trying to say is, if that's all you are depending on, the pension will soon finish. How much is the pension? At most, how much? 7 million. Is that it? 6 million. Then as soon as they collect it, look at what they do. All the while, they were living in government quarters. So they now look at, they have 3-4 children. And say, okay, let's look for one place and buy a land. Then they go and buy a land of 1.3. Let me explain to you how the money went. You think your father didn't explain. You just thought he squandered the money. Watch, listen. Buy a land of 1.3. To erect a building is not easy. I used to think it was easy until we started building the church in Masaka. So he now built a house, spent 3.5. How much is remaining? You're a mathematician. How much? Out of 7 million, how much is remaining? Let's say 3 million. Then with his pride, he wants to buy one small car. Because three of his friends have cars. When they visit him, they come with one Toyota Camry that is no longer carrying him well. So he too wants to buy a car. Then he go and buy Golf 3. 900,000. He said, I'm old. Let these four legs be carrying me. My two legs are not too strong. And that's what he's driving around. Then he repaired the house. And the house is not even completed. They just fixed windows, no plaster inside. He said, let's move in like that. Whatever happened will happen. As we are inside, God will provide the remaining money. And you are there. Mosquito is finishing your life. You are dreaming and insulting your father. Let me tell you something. It's not his fault. It's just that a system was not created. And you now can think you will do better. Listen, the only thing that makes you do better is the information you have. Listen, what you don't know is responsible for the afflictions you will go through. Never feel you can do better than your father until you know what he doesn't know. That's a challenge of many. You think, if it's me, let my time come. My father will see something. No, sir. No, sir. What do you know? Men only should brag on account of the things that have been revealed to them. When you don't know anything, keep your mouth shut. Because whatever happened to your father can happen to you. Absolutely, absolutely. It's like a young lady thinking her mother is overreactive, over angry. Literally, mommy will be angry and she will shout. You think you don't have it, get married first. No, the reason you are still quiet is because there is somebody whose own is higher than yours. The day you get married and you are the sole proprietor and your children are just coming up, that's when you realize that all the while the anger was hidden somewhere. Opportunity have come, then you are lashing it out on your children. And they're also wondering, what kind of wicked mother is this? It can happen to anybody. So the man has finished his money. And here are we sitting in the house. Nothing else. Nothing else. High blood pressure. Sicknesses. And listen, if we don't do anything about it, we won't get a different result. When you do what your father did, you will get the same result. It is foolishness to park in the same location and expect a different result. If you keep parking there, the result is going to be same. No, same. And as young people, we must be able to avoid this. And what I see these days is young people
trying to give excuses. And then one, I'm going to share briefly. Let me just connect this together. The common problem we have with young people, number one, is this attitude of procrastination. They procrastinate everything. They shift to tomorrow what they should have done today. They are always procrastinating. Always. Oh yeah, start doing this. They say, no, I will start. I still have time. I'm just 21. Do this. No, I'm still young. I'm 20. This attitude of procrastination, because some of our fathers had the opportunity to invest. They thought they were working with the government and money was going to keep coming in. Now it was remaining 2 years. And their eyes are open. Can you pray in 1 minute? Say, Lord, grant me the wisdom to escape limitation. No, pray. Whisper it to the Lord. Lord, the wisdom that it takes to escape the limitations and pains of life. I need that wisdom. Oh, I need that wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many fathers, when it's that period of pension, guess what they do? They gather everybody morning devotion. Everybody fast 6 to 6. This morning they must release it by fire. As soon as they release that money, nobody hear from father again. All of a sudden, father don't come back home. Quietly until the money finishes. Listen, for you, you don't have time. Start preparing now. The Bible said, Jotham prepared. And then at 25, he was well prepared. He started reigning. And the Bible said he became mighty. He became great on the account of preparation. Are you preparing? You don't have time. Don't tell yourself that it's time. You don't have time. That's one of the common problems. And then some believe that when I grow old, God is going to give me children that will take care of me. Are you taking care of your father? No question. Are you? Or some who are very spiritual, guess what they say? We live by faith. Faith does not defy planning. It is a stupid faith that makes you not to plan. That you have faith and you don't plan. That faith is stupid. Faith does not defy planning. You are a man of faith, plan. The Bible says, write down the vision. Is that it? He was talking to men of faith. Write it down. Write it down. So plan your life. If you want to ever have a shelter in your old age, please plant a tree now. Did you hear what I just said? If you ever want to have a shelter in your old age, do what? Plant a tree now. Plant it now, early. So that in your old age, it can give you shelter. Yeah. So children cannot. Don't depend on children. Don't depend on children. You don't even have time. Prepare yourself. And then, let's move further. 3 major ways God blesses. I'm coming back to this equation. We will solve it very soon. Number one, through favor. The 3 major ways God blesses. Number one, through favor. I touched on a little of that last week. I touched something on that. And I told you last week that whenever you see men giving to you what they are in need of, it's called what? It's called favor. Men don't just give you. And anytime a man gives you a thing, don't think he was not in need. He was in need of it. It was only a voice that compelled him to give it to you. It's called favor. And when men begin to do to you like they would have done to the Christ, it's called favor. You become a physical representation of Christ. Men look at you and they honor you. Men look at you and they sow into your life. Men look at you and they sponsor a business you are into. It's called favor. And then number 3, I'm not going to waste time on this again. Number 2, miracles. Is one of the legal means God blesses, miracles. You are in a fix, you don't know what next to do, all of a sudden a door opens. It's called a miracle. You were already giving up, you thought you were not going to pay your school fee. Just a day to somehow someone just arrived. 2 days to a miracle happened. A miracle is a supernatural intervention that altered natural laws. Each time there is an intervention that alters and defies natural laws, it's called a miracle. It happened beyond your explanation. You don't have an explanation to it. It just happened. Maybe a call just brought it. You don't even know why you have to call the person. It's called a miracle. It will so happen in a way that you don't have anything to say about it. You can't even glory in it. This is one of the major means and legal means God blesses in the kingdom. And then number three is what I want to talk about, value. Value. God usually determines the first two. He can determine when you get favor, right? And God determines when a miracle happens, right? But listen, for value, you determine when it happens. If you can make your life valuable, brothers, you will keep earning money even when you are sleeping. Don't yet call yourself a valuable person until the value in your life can solve problems. What I mean by value is your ability to make your life solve the problem of humanity. Humanity is cumbered around with so many problems. Mental problem, marital problem. How many of you here have read books on relationship? Let me see your hand. You've read books on relationship. Who asked you to read? The person who wrote the book, did he force you to buy the book? So why did you buy it? You wanted to solve a problem in your relationship. All the while you felt you didn't have a problem until you started to realize you can't even talk to a lady. Then you have to buy 5 love languages. How do I convince this lady that I love her from the depth of my heart? They told you it's 1.5. You said, so what? I take the money. 1.5, do you know what I want? You gave the money. Happily. What you were paying for was not the book. What you were paying for was value. You don't pay men for nothing. You pay them for the value they provide. Listen, the person sitting close to you has your money in his pocket. Look at him very well. I hope you are ready this time. Look at him. But watch this. The person can never give it to you until something leaves you to him. If the person leaves this service now, look at the heat all around, the way this place is chopped up, and there is a very cold water outside. You've been testing this service. As soon as you walk out, you say, oh boy, you are the one sitting close to me, you are selling water. It's a very cold. You will remove your money happily with a smile and give it to him. And you will collect a bottle of water. If he had told you to give him the money while he's sitting close to you in church, you'd have looked at him. Why? All the while your money was in his pocket, it was waiting for the value that can solve his problem. So everyone you see on the street, have your money with them. Oh, everybody you see on the street, everybody. They are only waiting for you to bring a solution to their problems, and willingly they will carry it and give to you. Willingly. This is one of the legal means to keep earning. Listen, if your life can keep solving problems, then you will keep having money. People who solve problems are not broke. They can be poor for a while, but give them time, because it has the ability to reward you back. Listen, whether you are selling the value or giving it for free, it has a way of coming back to you. How many of you know that the anointing is value? Miracle service is coming. People will be healed. All kinds of impartation is value. So we don't even collect money for the healings. No, sir, we don't. But somehow it has a way of coming back to us. Is that it? Whether you sell it or give it for free, if it's truly valuable, it has a way of paying you. Believe me, it has a way of paying you. Jesus said, give and it shall be given to you. I told you last week, he didn't mention money. No, he didn't mention money. He said, give. What he was talking about was value. If your life can meet people's need, somehow something comes back to you. Naturally. Naturally. One time I met a young man who told me, sir, pray for me. I need a job that can pay me at least 150 or 200. Watch this. The way he was talking, I knew even if I was the one, I can't employ him for 20,000. I'm very candid. Listen, when a company employs you, do you know why they employ your services? They employ you to solve problems. No, some of you think they just employ you to just come and be signing. No, they employ you to solve problems. And listen, the degree to which your life can solve the problem in their company determines the price they pay you. So if the problem they have, this is why in a company, not everybody earns equal amount. Is that true? There are those who earn 15,000, you put them at the gate. Your work is just to open this gate and close it back. 15,000 at the end of the month. Then there is a man that carries files from this office to that office, clerk. At the end, you pay him 30,000, 35,000. But there is a man that sit down and think, what's the next level of this company? What do we do next? What are the strategies? Then he brainstorms and comes with creative idea. At the end of the month, you pay him 200,000 and you are not angry about it. You are not angry about it. If you ever want a company to employ you and pay you 300,000, get ready to solve enormous problems. There are things they want you to solve. They don't pay you because you went to school. No, sir. There are many first class children working and looking, graduate, looking for work here and there. Anywhere they enter, they'll ask them, what's the experience? Is that the question they ask now? No, very important. Some of them will even put in 7 years experience. And you are wondering, I'm a first class, but I don't have the experience. They say, we don't need you. Because what we need is not the certificate. What we need is your ability to solve problems. Believe what I'm telling you. So they can see a third class that has 8 years experience and carry the third class and leave the first class to them. He said, what we want is not your certificate. What we want is your experience. How many problems can you solve? How many? When you make your life valuable, you attract money. When you make your life valuable, you attract money naturally. Naturally. This one I'm talking about now is one of the major in the kingdom. Major. This is why there are certain people, the more you talk against them and hate them, the more they make money. The more they get rich. Is that true? There is nothing you do to reduce them. We live right now. How many of you know? Let me say this, and it might sound funny. How many of you know that this issue of doing comedy and making people laugh just started? It's not too long, right? Were people laughing to be paid before? If you were funny, they just laugh and shake you and say, guy, oh boy, you try. Then they shake you and you go away. Right now, if you can make people laugh, they pay you for making them laugh. Why? Because the problem of humanity now is not permitting laughter. Right now, everybody is angry at life, trying everything possible to rise, and things are not working. Trying to break through from the left, door closed. From the right, all doors are closed. Then when you retire back, somebody will say, let me make you laugh, Joe. And as he's making you laugh, you are paying him the little you've gathered. He's solving a problem. Solving a problem. Hallelujah. You came for this service, except those of you who came late, who will drop your offering while leaving. All of you paid offering, right? You are now receiving the dividends. It's the law of exchange. Give and it shall be what? Yeah. And God himself warned everybody. Say, never appear before me. How? If you come empty, you are receiving the word of God on credit. Never. Value. Value. One time, God himself confused people. And watch this. Daniel chapter 5. The Bible said the people were eating and drinking Belshazzar. And God looked at them because what they were using to drink were the cups that were taken from the tabernacle, right? And God wrote on the wall. And the Bible said the king was troubled. Everybody was troubled. Then he called. He said, who can interpret this handwriting on the wall? Whoever can interpret it will be clothed with gold. Will be rewarded. We need somebody who can solve this problem. And whoever can solve this problem will be rewarded of gold around his neck. And he shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Can you imagine that? Simply because God wrote something that nobody understood. Some of them thought it was Hausa, Menene, Menene, right? Some of them were confused. They thought God was speaking Hausa. Others tried to explain all kinds of things. He said, no way. Then Daniel arrived and brought the explanation. And immediately, I think verse 29, the king ordered that he should be crowned. He should be clothed. How many of you know that David was appointed on account of solving problems? Joseph. Joseph solved problems and he was appointed. Listen, if you want to rise in life, make yourself a problem solver. You don't have to look for people. Let me shock you. Watch this. When value is in place, location is inconsequential. And I will prove it to you. If you think I'm lying, go and ask the herbalists in your village. Where are the herbalists? Ezemo, where do they usually stay? No, talk to me. Where? In the bush, right? Then you see a man driving his jeep. Venza. What again? Huh? Benz. Range Rover. The man is driving and entering the bush. Somebody directed him, said, let's take the left. He said, but this place is a forest. He said, do you need a solution? He said, yes, oh yeah, keep driving. Then he keep driving to the left. He said, oh yeah, to the right. He said, me, I'm tired. He said, are you okay now? Do you need drive to the left? And this is how the guy is driving, looking for solution. When you have what people need, where you are don't matter again. Believe it. Where you are don't matter. They will look for you. You're only shouting now because you don't have what they need. If you have it, why not learn from this herbalist? Why will an old man keep himself in the village and wealthy people, clean looking people are looking for him there? When you arrive, say, ah, remove your shoe. Then you just remove your shoe. I say, oh yeah, Baba, what next? He say, remove your short knicker. The guy is just mesmerizing your life and you don't have a choice. You are obeying like... And then later he tells you with all this punishment you have to pay 200,000 and you still pay. You still pay. Value. Let me show you one more scripture on this. Listen, can you pray in 1 minute again before we see the scripture? Say, Lord, make my life valuable. No, pray it and be very honest and sincere to God. You are not too young. Lord, make my life valuable. Let me solve the problem of humanity. You will not have to look for money. Money will look for you.
Zando la brade ke sila kabaya kata kata. Zabronda leke barate.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I noticed that when Jesus sent his disciples in Luke 9:3, he told them not to carry anything. Have you read that story before? Don't carry a purse. What he was saying is don't carry money. Is that it? Don't carry a staff. Don't carry a bag. Don't carry bread. No money. Nothing, nothing. Then if you read Luke 22, I believe it's 35, he was asking them a question. And he said unto them, when I sent you without money and bag, knapsack and sandals, did you lack anything? What was their response? I sent you to bring value to people, to preach, correct their ignorance, and heal the sick. And I asked you not to carry bag and money, but did you lack anything? They said nothing. Meaning, if God truly send you, he provide what you need. And God cannot send you without value. No. When God sends you, there is something he put in your inside that can meet the need of people. And listen, when your life truly meets the need of a man, if that man gets blessed, he will be too ungrateful not to bless you back. No, is that true? He will be too ungrateful not to bless you back. I heard a story of a man who, a major prophet in this nation, prophesied to him some years back. It was around August, September, and he told him, by December, you're going to be a millionaire. And everybody in that church knew him to be a very broke guy, that there was no hope of becoming wealthy. But he prophesied that he was going to become a millionaire. And he was a guest minister in that program. And then the pastor did like this. You didn't find anybody that looked, is this man? And then he said, that's what the Lord told me, that he's going to become a millionaire by December. First month, the host pastor that invited the prophet called me and said, man of God, it's remaining 3 months. The brother has been coming to my office and telling me it's remaining 3 months. 2 months to time. Man of God, it's 2 months. This guy just left my office. He came again happy that it's remaining 2 months. 1 month to time, the host pastor was visiting the prophet. Then the man they prophesied on said, let's go together. Then they went together. He went and saw the man of God. He said, it's just remaining 1 month. And the man of God told the host, must you come with him and embarrass me? I only said what God told me. Why are you bringing this guy? All right, let it. I said what I heard, but I am not the performer. Let's just watch. December, a man came to their area to buy a land, and some tout came around, beat the man and beat every person he brought. He was this innocent guy. His house was closed. He went and rescued the man that came to buy the land, dragged him into his house, and he was saved. At the end of it all, he asked him, what do you do? He said, I don't do anything. Listen, his being broke was because he was valueless. He was not doing anything. So a miracle came to his rescue. Right? Then he said, okay, for not doing anything, please take this 1 million naira. And then from now, if you don't mind, you'll be following me around. Anywhere I go, you'll just be following. At the end of the month, 1 million naira. At the end of every month, 1 million naira. Has he become a millionaire? He took the first 1 million naira and went to his pastor and said, pastor, I've arrived. The pastor said, what again? I know it's remaining a few days. He said, no, I didn't come to complain now. I came to tell you that prophecy has been fulfilled. Prophecy has been fulfilled. There and then, the pastor, the host pastor, called the prophet who prophesied. Then the prophet said, let me send my account number. The tithe. Very funny story. That kind of man, that a prophecy changes life. If you are that man, the man that prophesied, will you leave him like that? That's what we're talking about. If your life is changed by the value somebody creates, you will be too grateful to allow him. Too grateful. This is why some men of God can never be broke. Because you need to check and see how many destinies they've helped. Their wealth is called transformational wealth. Somebody's mind was transformed. He is paying for it. He was not asked to pay, but he's paying for it willingly and happily. One more scripture, 1 Kings 10. Lord, help us. 10 verse 6. This is when Solomon became king and people were coming to honor him. Then the queen of Sheba came and she said to the king, Solomon, it was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. Next verse. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes. And indeed, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame which I heard. Amazing. Happy are your men, and happy are those your servant, who stand continually before you and hear your wisdom. God, blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you and setting you on the throne of Israel, because the Lord has loved Israel forever. Therefore, he made you king to do justice and righteousness. Then she gave the king 100 and what? And 20 talents of what? Of gold, spices in great quantity, and precious stones. There never again came such abundance of spices as the queen of Sheba gave unto Solomon. Very wealthy because of his wisdom. If you think this is the only person that brought to Solomon because his wisdom solved problem, give us verse 24. Verse 24. Now, how many people? All the earth sought what? The presence of Solomon to hear. His wisdom was solving the problem of ignorance. May God make you wise. I mean, may God make you wise. Let's still have that verse. We are not done, sir. Verse 24. To hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. My prayer is that God put something in your heart that becomes valuable. Then verse 25. Then how many men? Each man, in other words, every man, please, you have to give us the King James, not the New King James. I'm used to the old King James. I'm getting old. Right? I'm getting old. Do you have the old King James? And they brought how many men? That's the word I want. Every man, his present of vessels of silver and of gold and even clothes and armor and spices, horses, more, a red year by year. So every year, because of his wisdom, they were obligated to give to him. May God make your wisdom attract money. I mean, may God make your wisdom attract money. When you have what people need, they look for you. Naturally. Naturally. Remember, Joseph was in the prison, right? But he had what the king was looking for. They sent for him. May people send for you. And listen, I've always said this. I won't stop saying it until I see you at the top. May God create problems that only you can solve. May God create problems that only you can solve. It's not a bad prayer. When God wants to lift a Joseph, he gives a Pharaoh a dream. I pray that may God give your Pharaoh a dream. And may they not find interpretation until they find you. Yeah. Very important. Very important. These are the means God blesses. Value. And that's why he said God will bless the work of your hands. There should be something your hand is doing to provide value. Hallelujah. Determine and decide within yourself that my life must meet the needs of people. My life must solve the problem of humanity. Anywhere I enter, let it be that solution has arrived. Anywhere I enter, let it be that a problem solver. There are people that walk around places and everybody is dodging them because your arrival means more problem. There are people like that. The arrival means more problem has arrived. So each time you see them, you know it's either your food ration will be shortened, or you know by the arrival, the money in your pocket will be shortened. Anytime they come around, something wrong must happen. Don't be like that. And if you are like that, this is the word for you. Because if you ever see your friend closing a door when you are coming, there is a problem. There is a problem. That's enough message. Next, so how do I shift from what I'm doing now? I know most of you are not yet doing anything. You are still student. But let the Lord help us with this wisdom. I realize that most people who are working now are not doing what they want to do. They are not doing what their passion wants to do. They are not passionate about what they do. The work they are doing, they are even tired with it. In fact, there are people who want to quit their jobs. Many of you who were working before school resumed, you know how you were praying that school should just resume. You were only working because you needed money. Is that true? It was not your obsession. You didn't like the job. So there are people who want to quit their job, number one, either because it doesn't give them time. One time someone sent me a text. He said, "Sir, I just got a job. But the job will not give me time to pray like I used to pray. And I want to quit." And I understood with him. Except that every man is supposed to work. But I understood with him. Many people want to quit their job. Maybe you might not know this now because you are still a student. But many want to quit their job. Because the job is not what they want to do with their life. Number two, it doesn't give them time. Number three, the pay is not much. But the labor is so much. Is that true? And for others, it's even a very spiritual reason. While they slept, the Lord told them, "You will never serve under anybody. I'm calling you to be a master of yourself." So working under somebody brings them pains. They want to be self-dependent. They want it, they like it. And there is nothing wrong with that. For many, that's what God told you. Except that there is a scripture that you must understand. Ecclesiastes 9:10. My status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way to better days.
Yeah.
My status is changing.
No more decline.
No more decline.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to better
day. One more time, declare.
My status is changing.
No more decline.
No more decline.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way, on my way. I'm on my way to better days. I'm on my way. To better days.
To better days.
Alright, watch this. You want to quit your job? And how many of you know, listen, that even some of our parents worked with the government for 35 years, but they were not happy. No, listen, they were not happy. They didn't like the job. How did I know? Many of them, as soon as it's Sunday evening, they are complaining about Monday. Is that it? You are doing as if they didn't used to complain to you. They don't want to go to work the next day. As soon as it's Friday, they are now happy. Weekend has come. As soon as the weekend is over, they are angry again. Automatic anger. It's like a programming. That's a sign what you are doing is not your passion. Listen, that you are angry with Monday and happy with Friday is a sign what you are doing is not your passion. You've not found it yet. The day you find it, guess what happened? You are waking up on Monday. You are whistling and enjoying yourself because you're about to go to where your passion lies. You are so excited. It's like a music minister waking up to go to the studio. If you were a music minister and you have a song to produce and you're just lamenting, you are not called up. I bring you a word of knowledge. You are not called a music minister. Join prayer department. Are you hearing? Or that is rehearsal and you are the one complaining about every rehearsal. This rehearsal said, this rehearsal, let's do and close. Why will you do rehearsal for 2 hours? You are not a music minister. You are not. You are a singer. You are not. It's like a pastor complaining that prayer session is too long. Do you understand? A pastor complaining that 2 hour prayer is too long. Why will you pray for 2 hours? Or a pastor saying, why will you be studying the Bible for 2 hours and listening to messages? What are you doing? You are not a pastor, you are a businessman. I bring you a word. You are not called. Hallelujah. Or for instance, when I was about coming out this evening, you can't imagine the excitement. I was coming out so happy with my life. So for me, it's like Monday to Friday is boring. Because there's no time like this. When it's Friday, my God, I'm just praying all through the day and just waiting for evening to come. When it's Sunday evening again in Massacre, at times I'm preparing and checking the window to know whether the car that picks us has come. I'm just excited and whistling in my room. I'm waiting for the car. I'm excited about it. You can't imagine. I found where I belong. When you find it, this is how you'll be happy with your life. If you've not found it, you'll be angry. You'll be. My prayer is that may you find it before you graduate. Those who are graduate, may you find it this season. Hallelujah. So don't quit the job first. Let me show you a scripture before you attempt to quit. Working class people, look at this. Everybody read the first 2 lines. One to read. Uh-huh. How? Stop there. Read it again. One to read louder. Uh-huh. How? Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it how? It's not what you were called to do, it's whatsoever. Listen, it's not your call, it's not your obsession, it's not what you have passion for, it's what? Whatsoever. Meaning anything your hand finds to do before you arrive there, please do it now. Watch this. 98% of everybody who ever lived on the earth started doing what they don't like before they arrive at what they like. Believe what I'm telling you. Whoever the person is, 98%, they started doing what they don't like, they don't have passion for. Then eventually life moved them gradually. And for many of them, they didn't even sustain the wisdom. to move into what they love to do, they did the wrong thing for a lifetime. So for 35 years, working as a police officer, and you know you don't like it. Nothing wrong with being a police, but you know you don't like it. For 35 years, you worked as a clerk in the clinic. You know you don't like it, but you had to work. You were scared. If I leave this job, what next? If I leave this job, what next? Then some can now work for like 10 years, 15 years to become pensionable. As soon as they are pensionable, they leave the job. And now that they left the job, they don't even know what to do next. May everyone under the sound of my voice escape this frustration. I hope you know how important what I'm saying now is. You might need to talk and discuss, dialogue with some of our parents. You know what I'm talking about. May God help everyone under the sound of my voice to escape this limitation. So he said, whatsoever thy hand finds to do. I know you have a call for a fashion, to be a fashion designer. But now like this, you got a job to work in a teaching, whatever company. Is there a teaching company? A school, right? You got a job to teach in a school. They are paying you 25,000 naira as a graduate, or 30,000. The Bible says, whatsoever your hand finds to do. Don't go around saying, no, me, I'm going to be a fashion designer. Why will I teach in a school? These children will just give me headache. Keep your mouth shut and walk there. The Bible says, whatsoever. I know the Lord told you you're going to be a politician, but upon your graduation, they call you for a bank work. The Bible says, whatsoever. I know you are a music minister, but you are not yet there. And now they call you for a job. It's 50,000 naira as a graduate. Why not take it? The Bible says, whatsoever. This has been the problem of many ministers, young ministers like myself. What you are doing is not even yet big. Then you graduate from school. You don't want to work anywhere. You just want to do ministry. If that's what God told you, fine. But if that's not what God told you, brother, look for something to support your soul and body before ministry crystallizes. If not, guess what you will do? You become a pest on your members. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, whatsoever, right? So the question now is, how do I shift from doing whatsoever my hand finds to do to now doing what I have passion for? And let me say this now. Salary don't make people rich. Say amen if you believe. And in case you don't believe, get a job first. But salary don't make people rich. For many, they have a job. The salary is 50,000. But guess what they are doing? Lord, this 50,000 is not sufficient. Look at the needs in my family, my mother, my brother, my sibling, my this and that. Give me a job of 150 and I'll be okay. A job will come for 150. The same complaint will surface. Because before the end of the month, your mind already have divided the 150. Watch this. Do you know that men spend according to the information they give their mind? Some of you don't understand yet. Let's assume they are paying you 60,000, sir. You spend according to the information you're giving your mind about your earnings. Because if all of a sudden what they are paying you now is 30,000, you will still survive. Is that true? You will still survive. If they increase it to 60, you will still survive. But all of a sudden, your expenditure will expand. Why? The information you gave your mind. If all of a sudden what they are paying you now is 200,000, do you know that your mind will enlarge the capacity of spending? And you might even be surprised that before the month end, you are in debt with the 200,000. You now have 200,000. You used to earn 30,000. Now you have 200,000, but you are still in debt. And now you are surprised. Why? This is why many children have shouted on their father. They used to pay 50. We know that they increase your salary. Daddy, don't lie to us. I saw the alert. They increase it to 80,000. Where is the money? And your father is saying, how I wish this child is growing fast. Grow fast and know what life is. Let me do this illustration and we wrap up. If you know you are called to be a fashion designer, come. Where is Glory? I know you already. Your own is automatic. Come here. Okay, now you know you are called to be Just stand somewhere. You are called to be what now? You are called into the food industry, catering, and all of those things. Let me see your hand. Anybody? You know it, or not like you are guessing. You know food. Some of you cannot even cook. You are calling to, you know there is a call around here. All right, this lady is already coming from the back. Ah, you are smart. Two ladies. Let's have a guy now who is calling to, call it now. Are you, do you know your, where are you calling to? Where are you calling to? Food, catering to. Oh no, we just want one person. One person. So one of you should just, oh sorry darling, you are coming back, coming out too. All right, can we have one person, a guy that is calling to what? Huh? Agri. No, you are calling to agri. You know you are going into poultry farming. Poultry. All right, education. Anybody? Education. Somebody shouting music. Education. Nobody? Education. Is it only ladies that have found it here? I prophesy to every young man. All right, let's just use them. Hence, all the guys now are, I don't even know what's happening to them. All of you, can you climb up? And you should now. You are not wearing high heels. Please come. Stand here. Let everybody just be seeing you. Stand. Shadabala, yeah. Fashion, catering, agri, education. If you want to start out a school, let's say a nursery school, that's where you want to start from, at least a nursery or primary, where something like that. Administrative aspect, so you don't plan to have a school of your own or something, but we want somebody who want to have a school, right? So let's assume you're having a school. It might eventually get there. It's possible. All right, so let's assume you're having a school and you're going to have a farm, right, that can feed Nasarawa State. Yes. And you're going to have an eatery maybe as big as Mr. Biggs. Then you're having a fashion house that will compete with Gucci. And, right? Now watch this. These guys just graduated. And they need to start out in where they love to be. This is their passion. This is what they love doing. When this lady is sleeping, she only sees clothes. She sees designs of clothes. And she wake up and she's just drawing. She's even confused now. Lord, please allow me to rest. If she pray and she's asking Lord your presence, your glory, as soon as she sleep, what she sees, angels designing clothes. She's obsessed. This lady too, anytime she's dreaming, she's just seeing all kinds of recipe, all kinds of food, right? This one, she keeps seeing fowls all around. sorry. All right, birds. And what again? And eggs and everything, fishes here and there, catfish. And then this dear lady, each time she's sleeping, she sees children, beautiful children in schools, in classes, and she's obsessed. This is where I want to be. Only for them to graduate, Lord, this is where we want to be, but there's no money to go there. Because that's the biggest problem of everyone. Is that it? Capital to start. Is that it? Many people have the plan, they have it written, but Lord, where is the money? This is why the Bible says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it well. Because listen, programmed in what you have is what you want. Do you get me? Programmed in what you have is what you want. God don't give men trees, he give them, God don't give men chairs, he give them trees. If you are asking God for a table like this, what does he give you? A tree. He expects that the wisdom he has put in you carve out a table from the tree. Because to whomever head is given, sense is required. To whomever head is given, sense is required. If you have a big head without sense inside, what you are carrying on the neck, believe me, it's just that your neck cannot talk. If not, one morning you hear your neck talking and saying, see, oh boy, how far? Can you drop a little? So these guys want to venture into where they are called to be. Their obsession, their joy, they love it, they want to be there. But their restraint right now is capital. Only for them to graduate and they are compelled to apply for a job. Or they are called for a job somewhere. And let's assume that this darling lady needs like how much to start a nursery school? A very standard nursery school. Like how much? Let's say you are renting the apartment around here. Let's say what you need is how much? 2 million, right? Let's just say 2 million. Let's just say 2 million. What you need is 2 million. Put it in your mind. We'll ask you. How many million? 2 million. What you need to start a farm is like how much? You said? To start very small, 150. Let's say you need like 500,000 to start small, right? With vision, you're going far. And let's say you need like how much? 1.5 to go into this catering, competing with those in Maitama, competing with those in Aso Rock, Abi Aso Villa, whatever. 1.5, you need like how much? 600 to step out in with boldness and confidence. All right, stand according to the amount. 3 million. 2 million, the highest. 1.5, stand here. Then you 600, stand here. Alright, 500. If you're a graduate and you're looking for a job, research shows that between your first 2 years, you're likely not to get a job. No, that's research, that's not faith. Within the first 2 years, you are likely not to get a job. And if you eventually get, the salary will be around 60-50. Right? No, that's very true. Around Abuja, that's what almost obtainable. So 50-60. And then watch this. You hardly can get a job at your graduation that can pay you more than 200,000 with the Nigerian situation. Is that true? Now watch. Let's assume this daily needs 2 million. And she gets a job by divine favor after a miracle service that can pay her 150. 150,000 at the end of every month. 150. You got a job, right? And you got a job that can pay you 100. And you got a job that can pay you 70. Then you got a job that can pay you 50. Let's say 50. How much? 150. 100. 70, 50. All right, give us the book of Genesis. Let's use that scripture to explain something. Genesis 41, verse 33. This is when Joseph explained the dream of Pharaoh. Look at what he told him. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out for a man that is what? Discreet and what? And wise. Wisdom. A man who is wise. And set him over the land of Egypt. Next verse. Let Pharaoh do this. Don't procrastinate. Do this. Appoint officers over the land and take up the what? And take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. Look at that word. That's where I want you to have. No, just keep the scripture. And take up the what? The fifth part. Everybody call fifth part. Everybody say fifth part. Say it again. And then he says, save the fifth part for how many years? For 7 years. Whatever harvest everyone gets in a year. He said, let them take up the fifth part for 7 years and save it. And this is supposed to bring you somewhere. Now, these guys have gotten a job. And the job is paying them. But what they are doing is not what they love to do. Listen, what you used to escape from what you are doing now that you don't like is the Joseph's wisdom. Listen, for many of you, what they send to you at the end of every month as a student is good enough to start this. No, believe me, I know some of you, what they send to you at the end of every month is good enough to start this. And if you can do this, some of you can start businesses in school before you graduate. The clothes you've been buying, is it not a student that is selling them? So how about you being the one selling those clothes? Watch this. This lady wants to leave what she's doing now. And if she don't know anything about the Joseph's wisdom, listen, she's going to work here for 35 years. Is that it? And that salary cannot make her rich. She will be angry with her job, angry with her boss, angry with everything till the end of the year. And the year begins like that again. And eventually children will start coming. You want to pay their school fee. You want to help your mother at home. You want to help your sister. You can't help it. 150 is not sufficient. And there is a wisdom. What you need, God have hidden it in what he has given you now. If you pray and ask God to change your job and give you a job of 250, God will not do it. You know why? Because you've not been able to manage 150 well. God will watch you first. Let me see how you manage 150. If you've not been able to manage it well, I can't give you 200 because it will still be a waste. There are people who have been praying for a change of job. It's not coming. It's not because God heard them, but they are not yet wise with what they are doing. Watch this. Let's assume this lady now decides, I'm going to apply the Joseph's wisdom at the end of every month. Let me inform my mind that what I receive at the end of the month is 100,000. My salary is 100,000. Do you know that all of a sudden her knees will compress? No, is that true? Because there are people in her workplace that earn 20,000. Is that it? There are people who earn 50,000. Is that it? And all of them are surviving within their means. The only reason you are buying Timberland and Brazilian hair is because you know that your salary is 150. If all of a sudden you realize that your salary is 50, will you buy it again? No. So all of a sudden the knees in your mind will compress. You will begin to spend within your means. This is an entrepreneurship class. Is it blessing somebody? Now watch this. If this dear lady now decide, my mind, what they pay me is 100,000. Listen and listen carefully. Carefully. So at the end of every month, I'm going to take 50,000 and save it. Because I want to leave this job very soon. I want to leave it. I want to do what my passion is called for. There is nothing wrong in doing that job. It falls in Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever your hand finds to do. But the problem is doing this job for a lifetime. You are not supposed to do it for a lifetime. So let's assume she saves 50,000 naira at the end of every month. And this dear lady saves, you earn how much? 100. You now tell your mind what I earn is 70,000. So you save 30,000. You earn how much? 75. I'll be 70. 70. Tell your mind what I earn is 50. So you save how much? 20. And you earn 50. Tell your mind I earn 30,000 or 35,000. So save how much? 15,000. Is that it? And listen, if you want to save that money, don't save it in your savings account. I bring you a word of hope and a word of knowledge. Don't save it in your savings, because you will be the one to carry your ATM in the evening on Sunday and you are whistling. You are praying in tongues. It's your money now. You will go and spot it in as the money is coming and you are praying in tongues. It's your money. Nobody will beat you. You don't save money in your savings account, because you will be the one to eat it. So open an account called fixed account. That account is meant to help this your extensive purchases. Do you understand? So let's assume you go to the bank now. Open that fixed account. Tell them I'm opening this account for, he said, take the fifth part and save it for how long? 7 years. What we are discussing here is scriptures. God taught me this 2017. So take this, put it together, save the fifth part for 7 years. You are saving 50,000 naira for 7 years. You are just consoling yourself to do that work. You know that's not where you belong. But the Bible says whatsoever. So you are putting yourself under constraint to do it for a while. You don't want to work there for 35 years, because at the end of 35 years, you don't have strength again. Even if you have the money to start that business, you might not have the strength to run it. So 7 years, you are saving 50, you are saving 30, you are saving 20, and you are saving 15. Multiply 50,000 times 12. Use your phone and your calculator, everybody. How much? How much? In a year, 600,000. 600,000, 50. Multiply it times 7. How much? Some of you didn't go to school. Some of you are just saying this and that. 50,000 times 12 is how much? 600,000. Multiply 600,000 times 7. How much? 4.2 million naira in 7 years. You were saving 30. Multiply times 12. 300. Multiply 300 times 7. 30,000 times 12. How much? 360. Multiply times 7. 2.5 million, right? Keep it in your mind, though. All right, this lady is saving 20,000 for 12 months. How much? 240 multiplied by 7. 1.6. 15,000 naira times 12. Multiply times 7. 1.2. You said you needed how much to start that business? And now you have 4.5. You said you needed how much? 1.5. And now you have 2.5. You said you needed 600. And now you have 1.6. You needed, and now you have. Now watch this. Have these guys started already? Already, yeah. Let's even assume they choose to save for 5 years. Will they still accomplish their dreams? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. So patiently you will walk where you don't want to walk. You are obeying the scripture, whatsoever my hand finds to do. But as you are doing it, that is a target. I'm not going to be here for a lifetime. And you have to be disciplined to save. You don't save because you want to. Watch this. Let me give you an illustration. Have you ever been in a day need and you needed some money? It looked like if that money don't come, either you will die or somebody will die. Watch this. And the money didn't come, but everybody survived. Has it happened to anybody before? So how the need now solve itself out? Nobody can tell. But somehow you walked out of it still alive. It didn't kill you. But the way the thing was, it's like if nothing happened in the next 2 hours, somebody will lose his life. Listen, if you want to use your salary to solve every need at hand, you will never finish solving them. Never, never, never. So what you do is you compress your savings, your expenses, and then reinform your mind and start saving that amount. These people could save for just 5 years and they will gladly resign from their jobs, set up their companies and their businesses, run it with joy. Now they are doing what they love to do. And watch this. This dear lady now has a school. Maybe let's say there are 300 students. Every morning she goes to the school to see her 300 children. She's excited in her spirit. Is that it? And then she comes to them and tell them, children, I love you all. All of you here must be great. Before they go to their classes, she prophesies on them. That school become like a mission camp. Before they enter the class, they sing, I surrender. I surrender. You are surrendering as you're going to the class. Your life is not your own. What she's raising are kingdom ambassadors, not just careless children. And this dear lady, if you ever enter her catering store, whatever, to eat food, you will go out healed in case you were sick. How will you not love to eat there? And this dear lady, she make a cloth for you. Whether you are not beautiful naturally, just wear it. No, just wear it. Everybody will keep talking. Who's made this cloth for you? Where did you get this from? And any egg taken from this poultry. Bless you guys. Please go to your seat. Thank you. Please celebrate them. Celebrate them. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, there are some of you, what they send for you at the end of every month is 10,000 as a student. And every foodstuff you need is in the house. At times you even keep the money there, you don't know what next to do. Then you go and use it to buy 3 shoes. What's happening? 3? Why not 1? Do you know that even if it's 2,000 naira you are saving every month, at the end of the month, yeah, you have something? And if you do this for 3 years as a student, in your fourth year, you will open a provision store around your street. Around your street, you might even start a small boutique business. You are graduating, but there is something here feeding you already. So now you don't even want money from home. You are sending them money as a student. But there are a lot of people, any money that enter your hand, if it survived 2 weeks, that money was anointed. It came with an anointing around it. Money don't survive in your hand. Naturally, you are gifted. If that's your life, you must change. I spoke to us last week against borrowing, extensive borrowing and not paying. If you know you are owing anybody here, go and pay the debt. Pay it. Don't be running away from your creditor. Pay it and rest. Then you can apply this principle. Don't start saving when you are owing people. You are not a good person like that. Pay them off. Pay them off. There are some of you here, you can do this even as a student and become established. Your NYC, you will just go because you need the certificate, not because you need the money. There are people who serve, brother, is because of the money. There was one time I prayed with somebody, a young man. We were still at Dominion then, some years back, I think 2 years or 3 years. The young man came and he was over age. I think he was around 22. And he came and said, man of God, it was a mistake. Oh, if I don't serve this service, I will die. What do I do next? Please pray. There must be an intervention. I want to go for service. I said, how much you serve? He said, man of God, you don't understand. 19,000. I must serve. Oh. His own was money. I just looked at him like this. I said, all right, don't worry. Are you sure it was a mistake? He said, yes. I said, let there be a supernatural intervention. He eventually went for service. Guess what? When he was coming back from camp, he bought NCCF clothes to come and show me. He said, man of God, as a proof that the prayer worked, look at the clothes. The major thing was the money, the 19,005. Is it 19,005? Have been 19 what? And some of them, as the service is coming to an end, they are angry. Why will it end? Why did federal government make it 2 years? Which kind of 2 years? Let me show you this as we close. Do you know that the concept of pension is this scripture? What they pay people after serving with the government as pension and gratuity, whatever, is from their salary they remove and keep for them. No, are you aware? Ah, may God bless the person that brought this concept. Because if not for this concept of pension, do you know most of our parents would graduate and die that day? No, you think what I'm saying now is funny, but it's not funny. Some of them will graduate and that same day they will tell you, all right, I'll be graduating in retiring in 2 months' time, and as I retire, I plan to go home. Because they know I'm serious, and you have to take what I'm saying now serious. If not, many of them graduated. Why am I using graduation? You're about to graduate. They finished their work, they were not happy a lot. So somebody who God just wanted to use, I don't know whether he was even a believer. He said, these government workers, they are not as wise as what they look. Let's create a system. If not, they will insult us after their service. Let's create a system. What do we do? He said, let's remove from their salary. If their salary is 100, remove 5,000 for 35 years. No, do you get? It's not a big amount they remove, but they remove it for a long period. At times, it's just 7,000 naira every month for 35 years. They keep saving it for you. When you finish and you are now shouting, say, ah, hold on. Why shouting? I don't have what to eat. I take 35 from you there. They are using it to console you. Using it to console you. You're a government worker, you're shaking your head. Exactly. And listen, the amazing part behind this is that not every private firm do that. Is that it? And most of the job you get now are private work. So how do you get the pension? You have to be smart. You have to be smart. Many private organizations don't have what we call pension and gratuity. They don't have that program. They only pay you at the end of the month and you just go. The day you leave them, everything you did with them is over. Is that it? So how do you survive after them? Then they pay you 7 million after the whole thing. And I told you how they used to spend the money. And the money can be finished in 2 years. Then now they look at their children, they are angry. You won't be angry with your children. you won't be angry with the system. God will so make you wise that you will escape the limitation of our parents. You have to understand, I love our parents so much. I pray for them, but listen carefully. What I'm teaching now is for you to escape what they suffered. Huh? Any child that does not become an improvement of his father was not wise. You must improve on where your father stopped. If where your father stopped is where you eventually got to and you were stuck, there is something wrong with the equation. I know your father had 2 cars, but you're going to give out 10 cars in your first 40s. That's what I'm talking about. I know your father had three houses, but you will build duplex and dash them out to less privileges. That's what I'm talking about. I know your father gave out cars, but you will give out private jets. There is a man I know who has given out 27 private jets. Still alive. How many? 27 private jets. He has given them out as gift, as seed. You take. Bless me. You take. You take. 27. Brother, you can become that person. No, you can become. The person does not have 2 heads. May God make you wiser than Daniel. May he make you wiser than Joseph. Are you blessed tonight? So never say no to a job when it comes. I know it's not your dream job, but do it and be wise while doing it. Be smart while doing it. If you are blessed, please be on your feet. Let's pray. Wherever you are. This was almost like a seminar, and I hope you are blessed tonight. Please lift your voice and say, Lord, thank you for granting me access to wisdom. Thank you for granting me access to wisdom. Come and bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Lava rasoto bakaba shandege. Say, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Shadama raba kaba yala kosha. Yanda lava rase kete mokosha. Listen, I know we use 50,000 naira and 100 as example. The job might just be a job that pay you 10,000. Right? One of our dear ladies that stays somewhere around here, I taught her this. Listen, her salary is 10,000 naira. She started saving 6,000 naira. Out of 10,000, she was saving 6. She's a lady. She need pad. She need this and that. But she was saving 6. Within a few months, she came and met me and said, sir, I have 50-something thousand naira in my account. I can't remember precisely the figure. And she told me, I'm waiting. In a few months' time, I'm going to venture into something. See, even with 10,000, you can start doing what you were called to do. Believe what I'm telling you. It's not in the amount. It's in your diligence to save. A dear lady is working somewhere in Abuja, earning 50,000 naira. She started by saving this same amount. And then she enrolled in a fashion school worth 150,000 naira just for some months. And that's her passion. She's already doing it. Listen, you can start with any amount. It only takes discipline to save. And listen, there is something with saving. The more you save, the more you want to save. A dear lady, I'm trying to show you how this thing has worked. A dear lady in Masaka Family Worship started this and saved this amount. Listen, before the end of the year, she had 167,000 naira. And that was the same year she got admission. Her father said, I don't have money. Can we forfeit this admission? She said, don't worry, I have the money. Let's assume she didn't save. It would have looked like Satan was on her neck. Is that not? It's not true. Most of the affliction caused us are by ignorance, not Satan. More things are caused by ignorance, not even Satan. I want you to pray now. You will say, Lord, the discipline to adopt the Joseph's wisdom. The Joseph's wisdom to save the fifth part. Lord, grant me the discipline. I need discipline. That's all I need. Can you lift your voice and pray? I refuse to spend carelessly. I refuse to spend carelessly. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Are you praying? Come on, Lord, the discipline. The discipline. The discipline. Baba Mashona Balakati. Come on, are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Two more prayers. You're going to pray and say, Lord, grant me access, not just me, even my family, to favor and miracles. Listen, for some of you, the miracle that will happen to your family is financial. They've been waiting for a financial miracle. That miracle will happen as a result of your prayer. And for some of you, what you need is the favor of God. You're going to pray and say, Lord, I activate favor and miracle into my life and family. Can you lift your voice and pray? Come on, don't be silent. Your family depends on this. Lord, supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. Supernatural favor. Miracles of finances. Miracles of finances. Hallelujah. One more prayer tonight, and I'll just speak of our lives. You're going to pray and say, Lord, as I grow, make me wiser and make my life valuable. I've taught you how value can attract money. Lord, as I grow in life, make me wiser and make me valuable to my generation. Make me a problem solver. Can you lift your voice and pray? Come and lift your voice and pray. As I grow in life, if this is the only prayer you pray, I'll be fine. Make me wiser. Make me wiser and make me a problem solver. You cannot be richer than the problems you solve.
Speak of our lives tonight.
You can never be average in this life. I want you to believe what you are hearing. I'm not just hyping you. I want you to believe this. By the reason of the things you are hearing in this house, not just for tonight, but by the reasons of the things you are hearing, I declare and decree that you have escaped an average life. In case you don't know what I call an average life, listen. Buying two cars, building a four-bedroom flat, then marrying and having two kids, that's an average life. It's an average life. If all you see is four-bedroom flat with three cars, that's an average life. I pray tonight that the mystery that made men unfailable, the mystery that takes ordinary people to make them become mighty, let that mystery be activated in your spirit. Let it be activated in your spirit. Let it be activated in your spirit. We live in a world of numerous challenges, and if God can make you solve one, you are rising already. I pray that may God show you in your dreams and vision. May God open your eyes to creative ideas that will solve the problem of humanity. In other words, may God make you valuable to your generation. May He make you valuable to your generation. May you become a problem solver in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone I know in scripture, whoever became wealthy, closely related to their life was wisdom at work. I pray that may God make you become wise. Wiser than your equals, wiser than your teachers, wiser than your contemporaries, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Beyond the things you are taught in class, may Holy Ghost begin to teach you strange things. Beyond the things you are taught in class, may the Holy Spirit begin to teach you mysteries, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen. Not just the wisdom of the man whose wisdom saved the city and he was forgotten. I'm praying for the wisdom that has the ability to attract finances. And I pray, your parents did well. Many of them are still alive. I pray that even if they misplan their life in this season, let there be a supernatural intervention for them. Believe what I'm saying. Some of you will come to share testimony. Let there be an intervention of God's mercy over their life. What they could not do in 35 years, may they do in 5 years. May they do in 5 years. Through favor and through miracle, may they do in 5 years. And for you, before your 30s, before your 40s, may you break the limitation that nobody in your clan has dared before. May you break the limitation that no one in your lineage have broken before. That is a spirit that makes people squander money and mismanage money. It's not normal. When you see people mismanage money, it's not normal. I pray that that spirit will not affect you. The wisdom of Joseph come upon your life.
the wisdom of Joseph come upon your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. I hope God will still permit us to wrap up this teaching after the miracle service. But listen to one final prayer, and I want you to believe this from the depth of your heart. As you grow in age, may you grow in your ability to solve problems. And listen, as you solve the problem of people, may they not leave you empty. 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 You know why I'm praying this prayer? There are people, no matter the good they do, things run away from them. It's not like they are not hardworking. They work. They do everything we teach. But then the more they do it, it looks like things are going further from them. I pray in the name of Jesus, that spirit that is responsible for frustrating people, maybe in your family, maybe around you, by the mystery of the grace at work in this house, you have escaped it. You have escaped it. You personally have escaped it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are teaching on finance. And listen to what began happening. I've been receiving text messages even today. People started receiving job offers they didn't apply for. Believe what I'm telling you. A dear lady just got a bank job today. Sir, no application. They just called and said, please come. She got it today. One got one last week with the company. Listen, in this season, I told you last week that each time we teach on a team, there is a release of grace that make people become what they hear. I pray in this season, as you are hearing about finances and money, we will not finish this series until you have a testimony. You and your family, we will not finish this series until you have a testimony. We will not finish until you have a testimony. And finally, for any school fee not paid, I call it paid. I declare and decree it paid. Your landlord will not trouble you. It's paid. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe that God has done something to your spirit. Can you just lift your hands and bless him? Bless him. By the words you've heard, bless him. Bless him. Oh Lord, thank you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. While everybody stands, you are here tonight and you are not born again. I know we are teaching about money, but we are teaching based on kingdom terms. If you are not born again, you are not really a partaker of this. And you want to say, Pastor, tonight I want to come back home. I'm giving my life to the Lord. Or you want to rededicate your life. Whatever is the situation, either being born again afresh or you are rededicating your life, wherever you are, we want to give you an opportunity to make it right with the Lord. You can't leave this building the same way you came. Let there be a change. Let there be a transformation. If you are in that class, I want to pray for you. And I want you to mean this. As you can see, most of the people here are young people. You can't be young and not saved. This is the best time. Wherever you are, you are in that class, can you just lift your hand? I want to pray with you. Wherever. I don't need you to be ashamed of this. God bless you. Do this happily. Do this happily. Lift your hands. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my brothers, my sisters. I can see a few hands lifted. God bless you. God bless you. All right, please, can you take one more step by coming forward? Thank you. Come forward. Thank you for making this bold declaration tonight. Please come. Please come. God bless you, my sister. Come. Don't be ashamed. Come. It's a very wise decision you are making before the Lord. Come. Please come. Rabba Shada Bakaya. Thank you. Thank you for making this decision. God bless you. So excited. Your lives can't remain the same. Can't remain the same again. Never. Never. Hallelujah. Thank you for making this decision. I want to pray for you. And your lives are changed tonight. I want you to repeat this prayer from the depth of your heart, and I want you to mean it. Can you say, Dear Jesus? Say it again, Dear Jesus. Tonight, I come to you wholeheartedly, and I ask for mercy.
I know I've fallen, I've disappointed you in so many ways. But tonight, forgive me, wash me with your blood. I'm saved, I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you for your sons and daughters for making this decision. I declare and decree over their lives that the grip of sin be broken. A new life be given to you by the Spirit. A new thing begin to happen to your spirit. Never remain the same again. The Lord honor you with his presence. Keep growing and become mighty in his vineyard. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
We know that you have been blessed. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Family Worship Experience International, or contact us through our email, familyworshipexperienceaog@gmail.com, or through these numbers, 090-6368-2271, or 090-9491-8989. Remain blessed.